is the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by V Pizza, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Ashley Business Solutions, and by South Coast Bank and Trust. And now, here is your host, Jeff Doak.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak. I am on location at V Pizza on St. Simon's, where we have been each and every week, Wednesday night, 7:30, for the entirety of the 2023 high school football season. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Show brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Ashley Business Solutions, South Coast Bank and Trust, and by V Pizza. And now, joining us, the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Mr. Brandon Derrick.
Microphone's cold.
Yeah, I was going to say, you would think with the vast resources of the Bishop Media Sports Network, he would have been able to spring for a couple of propane heaters out here for us, man. It's coming. It's on back order. Let me guess, Raul is in charge of ordering that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. The same one supposed to be getting us the Bishop Media, the power rankings.
There you anyway, go. The power rankings.
The power rankings. That's the one. All right. So here we are, the final Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show of the year. Alas, 1 week too soon. The March Mercer ending a week early, falling in Hayhira, Georgia, to the Valwood Valiants. 56-30, I think it was. Yeah, 26 points. Tough night, but there was a lot of good that came out of it. There was some, obviously, apart from the big, bold letter headline stuff, there was some good stuff above and beyond that happened throughout the thing. Let's talk about first of all, the turnover battle. The fact that regardless of the three-score difference, you won the turnover battle. And just the whole defense was so much ball hawking all night.
Oh yeah, I mean we talked about needing to create some turnovers, and I thought we did. You know, the first possession we got a turnover, and then the first possession, the second half we got a turnover, which was very important. That was something that we felt like we needed to do, is steal some possessions, and we did that. You know, but at the end of the night they made some plays out executed us in some areas and made a lot of big plays. We gave up, I think, 5 plays of 50 plus on big plays, and can't do that, you know. In a Final Four game, you got to make everybody earn it. And you know, we had some ailments. We had the flu that went around. We had some guys pretty sick, and we just looked a step slow on Friday night on defense. But you know, I thought we did create some turnovers, and that was big for us early on, and it kept us kind of in the game. And we got the lead there early, 3-0, and then, you know, they went down the field and scored, and I think it was 14-10. We got right back in it. We give up a kickoff return, and that was big.
Yeah, that one really hurt because you felt but didn't want to feel that shift of momentum when that happened, because if you go into the halftime at 14-10, you know that it's still within grasp. You know, 21-10 wasn't too much more out of the realm of possibilities, but still it's just that inability to make that big play. And let's be honest, the big play has been the Achilles heel of the Knights all season long.
Yeah, we've given up a ton of big plays, and it was the Achilles heel, you know. And then we give up that kickoff return right there, and just didn't execute very well at times. But you know, we lived, we fought, we played hard. You know, that's the one thing I'll give the kids. They played hard to the end, you know, and they battled and battled and battled. But, you know, we come out of it a little bit short, but we had a pretty good run this year. Played a really tough schedule. I thought the kids competed really well all year long.
This is the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Let's talk about it, and I hate to bring this up, because I know that it's still a fresh wound, but how different would this defense have been against this Valiants team had Hamp Thompson not gotten injured?
Well, I think that's big. You know, we could put Hayes at the end, and we we create more rotations down there, and instead of guys playing both sides, offense and defense, and and getting tired like we did. And that gave us speed up front. Hayes gave us speed up front at the DN spot. But he filled in well at the Mike linebacker. But having Hamp, you know, missing Hamp there in the middle, yeah, that was pretty key, you know. You know, it was just one of those things. It wasn't meant to be, you know. And he went out injured, and I thought our guys did exactly what we asked them to do. And we missed, but we missed a few plays here and there. And if we have guys that weren't tired, or, you know, I think Will Johnson had the flu going into it, we couldn't really get him off the field much, and he was getting exhausted at times. And you lose rotations, and people don't realize those things as the season goes along. You got to create rotations, and you got to create some depth. And they were two platooning. They run the offense on the field, and they'd run the defense on the field. And they get to go rest on the sideline while the defense was playing, and then they flip back over and get to rest on the next series. And our guys just flipped over and went and played, you know. And that became, as the game went on, that creates that, you get that step that's a little bit slower, or two steps slower, and create some more big plays, and that's what happened.
You had a lot more players on the roster this year to where you weren't having as many 60-minute men out of necessity this year as you've had to have in the last several years. How many did you have this year that spent a significant amount of time playing on both sides of the ball?
Well, about halfway through the season, Tucker really never came off the field. He played nose guard and center pretty much the whole time in the middle of the field. You know, Will Johnson pretty much at DN a lot of the time, played both ways the whole time. Hayes never came off the field. He was either at DN or at linebacker the whole time. He was a 60-minute man the whole time. Hayes was. Blake was spelled a little bit on offense when we were in certain formations. Rico didn't really get a lot of free time. He was both ways a lot, running, you know, he'd run 40-yard sprints every time with the Wildcat stuff that we ran. And then, you know, you just kind of look down through there. You know, it was really our guys up front that we tried to – we needed to create rotations. And as the season went along, we got guys getting nicked up, beat up, and you just end up having – and you have to have size at times too. And so with that, you have to go with Tucker and Fuller and Will. And that became a challenge, you know, because those guys were playing both ways. And we're also asking them to line up and hit somebody dead in the face on offense the whole time too. So, you know, we play a really – really, really physical brand of football, and that was just, you know, kind of exhausted us a little bit. So we've got to get that in off season. Those are some things we got to look at, and kids got to get in there and get after it. You know, we did have more kids on the roster, but we also had 12 freshmen that made up that 36-man roster. So you had,
my God, 12 freshmen.
Yeah, you know, so we had 12 freshmen, and of the 36-man roster, that's, you got some young guys out there playing, and so and then of the other 24, 12 of them were sophomores. So are they ready? You know, are they prepared? And some are, some aren't. And they've got to get in the offseason. They got to get dead serious about it, and they got to get better. You know, we got to get bigger. We got to get faster, and we got to get stronger. And I know they hear me say that all the time, but, you know, it's a commitment. And if you want to win a ring, you got to be committed to it, because they're not giving them out to anybody. That, you know, in rec league, they give everybody a trophy. But when you're really playing, you got to really be committed to win a ring. And we've done it one time, and we've been to the show one time, other than that. So we've been there twice, and you got to really be committed to the cause.
So basically two things. One, a lot of freshmen, a lot of sophomores got playing time, so the future is bright. And two, any Frederica alumni listening to this podcast, please consider upping your alumni donation to the football scholarship fund, basically. Wow. All right. More to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
V Pizza is your new home for great food and fun. Located next to Harris Teeter on St. Simons, V Pizza only uses quality, fresh ingredients and imports most ingredients from Italy herself. Kids eat free on Monday, and Thursday is Fletzy Night, 50% off pizza and $1.50 beers. Live music on the weekends, all-day happy hour every day, 6 TVs with NFL Red Zone so you won't miss a play. V Pizza, 912-771-1919, online at vpizzassi.com. Look for specials on Facebook.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simons Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Doak here with you on location from V Pizza on St. Simon's Island. And this segment brought to you by V Pizza and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. During the season, this is generally when we talk about the health of the team, the injury status. Obviously, with the season being over, don't really need to go over that, but I do think that we need to take just a moment to once again give a big thumbs up, round of applause, hip hip hooray. We appreciate you for every little blasted thing you do throughout the season to Mr. Adam Norman.
Yes.
One of these days I'm going to get you over here to actually talk on the podcast.
You know, I can't answer most of the questions.
I know that you can't, but I would love for the listeners to be able to hear you say, "No comment." No comment. Or, I'm sorry, to be able to answer that would require a HIPAA violation, and I like my freedom. So,
there you go. Yeah. Well, you know, we did have one guy go down, Quan, and he went today. I guess tomorrow he gets to get the MRI and all that stuff. So, probably an ACL tear is what I'm thinking. Had that on the – it just buckled on him right there near the end of the game, coming back for a pass. Just a weird – accident, hopefully he'll get through. We can get surgery and get all healed up. And saw Hamp in there today with Adam doing rehab already with his knees. So, you know, they're back to work, hard at work, and trying to get back healthy. And, you know, we just got to get everybody healed back up and get everybody healthy as time goes along. And I think our kids with Adam, they do a really good job. And I hate it for Quan, I hate it for Hamp, I hate it for all those guys, but everybody that's nicked up, our big point of emphasis probably going on in January and February is going to be hip flexibility. We're not very flexible in our hips. We're gonna have to do a lot of tango and doing some cha cha and everything else. So
oh God,
we got to do something to get we've got to get our hips flexible and powerful at the same time. So you know, that was one of the evaluation things that as we went through and the coaches, that was a big thing for us is how our flexibility in our hips, and so we got a lot to work on there.
I was going to say, it used to be the endurance, being able to have the ability to keep things going, but now it's more, you know, like you said, flexibility.
Yeah, well, you know, endurance part, we do a pretty good job in the off season in the summer getting our endurance built up. It's during the season or during the off season in between January and May that we need to really worry about. We got to pack some pounds on some kids. And we got to get stronger, and we have to get more flexible, and we have to work on our speed. It's going to have to be a 3 or 4 foot thing, and we got to do a lot really good job. And here's the thing, just like I said before we left, our kids have to be committed to doing it. You know, they can't go in there and be like, oh well, I'm going to take it easy on this set, or I'm going to skip a set. And in today's society, that's the norm, is how to figure out a way to get out of it, and then find a way to say something about it. Well, I did all that, but did you? I mean, did you give max effort? Is, you know, what you put into it is what you get out of it. So that's going to be the key. And when you look at it and people talk about it, you go, well, Coach, how did Jordan carry the ball 439 times? It's because he squats almost 650 pounds. We did a lot of things to that, and he even said it in an interview that we did that in the off season to make sure that he could take the pounding, and then Adam and him have a regiment that they come up there and do, and he does it every day, and he comes in the weekends and does all this stuff. So if kids want to be committed to trying to win a ring, that's, we got to do those things. And so, you know, you can't do it part-time. Part-time gets you to the Final Four. If you want to do it all the time and do it right, and all 36 of them or 40 or however many we're going to have, they got to all be all in. And I said that Friday night at the end. You either all in or get all out. I'll still love you in the hallway. I'll fist bump you. I'll give you a high five. But I need kids that are committed to what we're trying to do all the time. And that's what if you want to win a ring, That's going to be the key.
Can I just say how with the hoodie up and the hard talk, I am really digging Darth Derek all of a sudden.
Sorry, it's cold.
Just so you know. You're listening to the Brandon Derek Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. All right, let's get to the good stuff now, finally. Let's talk about the history that was made this Friday night in Hiawatha, Georgia, at Goddard Field on the campus of Valwood Academy, the same place where it all started against the Valwood Valiants. The River, Jordan Triplett, putting up 325 yards on the night, giving him 9,028 yards for the career, number one all-time in the state of Georgia, the only player with 9,000 yards in the history of high school football in Georgia, 3,172 yards for the season, tying the all-time season record, two records that have stood for 23 years, and this wasn't made Friday night, but for the season, number three for touchdowns all-time, and the only player in the history of high school football in Georgia to have not one, not two, but three 400-yard rushing games in his career. Just wow.
Yeah, pretty impressive.
How lucky are we to have been gifted Jordan Triplett for these last 4 years?
We're very lucky. When we started and he had 1,800 yards, I never really thought when we looked at it. Even as the season started, we looked at it and we're like, oh my gosh, he's got to get over 3,000 yards rushing to break the record. And we were like, I don't know if we can do that. And then we go out and play Brookwood and he gets 350, and then all of a sudden we're in there scratching stuff off the board. I'm like, okay, he's 2,700. Then he gets another one. I'm like, oh crap, he's 2,400. And you're just going down the list. And then, you know, like, we didn't try to make a deal out of it, but it was literally, it was something that you knew was in the back. It was on our shoulders.
Were plenty of other people in the circle making a big deal out of it, trust me.
And I literally knew how big a deal it was Friday night. I looked down there and I've got Buff, I've got Sebastian, I've got John Pope, I've got Carl, I've got some other dude, I don't even know who it was. And they're all taking, they're charting yards and they're all over in a little huddle together. Okay. Where's he at? Okay, and I'm walking by Buff. I'm like, okay, Buff, I know y'all are counting. He's like, yeah. He needs like 52 more, 52 more. Come on, you got it. I'm like, okay. So you're sitting there, but, you know, at the time, when you think about it, it's unbelievable. I was like, how do you get 9,000 yards? Like,
yeah.
I'm like, and here's the thing. He got shorted two football games.
Yeah. And thanks to COVID and thanks to
forfeit. St. Andrews forfeit, forfeited. Yeah. Or he might have had
four 400-yard games.
I mean, yeah. And then, of course, the Hurricanes also cost us some games. So, you know, 10,000 yards if we play every game with that without any forfeits or Hurricanes. It would have been feasible to have 10,000 yards.
Yeah, you need to tell Derrick Henry that he needs to send a thank you note to Mother Nature, or else you would have been coming for that 11,000-yard record that he has nationwide.
But I just, you know, when you sit back at it, you look back, you're like, wow, that's an amazing feat. And never did we imagine that we was going to let him carry the ball 57 times, 54 times. It was just one of those things. As the game went on, I used to say it all the time, he gets better as the game goes on. You'll be so mad for the first 15 carries. You're like, God, you carried it 15 times and got 40 yards. What are you doing? And then all of a sudden, it's that last 25, 30 carries. You look up and he's got like 400 yards. You're like, oh, well, I guess he was just trying to lull him to sleep. I don't know what
beating him into submission.
And then we just beat him up, you know. But when you really watch him on film, he's a fantastic football player and probably a better person. Very humble. And goes about his work. But he had a lot of guys out there that busted their butt, too, to block and do a lot of things. And I just thought our kids rallied around it, and they understood what we were trying to do. And literally, in this day and age, they had to be so unselfish, knowing that we're going to snap it directly to Jordan, and we're going to run it right down your face,
every single time until your nose is bloodied and our kids are like, yeah, we're bleeding too. I broke a hand over here. My shoulder's broke, but they're still going to snap it to that guy, and I still got to block for him, and I got to do my job. And that just takes so much from high school kids to be like, yeah, I know my job. That's my role. And I don't think people understand how unselfish our kids are. I say that every year, but they're so unselfish at times that they're not worried about their no. Jordan never came to me and said, Coach, I need to carry it 10 more times. He never did. He would have been, again, he said it 1,000 times, he would have been just as happy handing it to Rico and getting to the state championship and not getting that record as he was carrying it and getting the record.
Yep. We'll be right back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Community brings us together and keeps us together, and nothing brings our community together like stadium lights on a Friday night. Hi, this is Joe Applegate with South Coast Bank, and we are proud to support our local football programs. We are also proud to bring the latest in banking technology and service to our community. South Coast Bank promises to uphold the highest levels of service and integrity, coupled with modern conveniences that make banking easier. Whether it's text alerts, ITM services, competitive loan rates, mobile deposits, or a customer call center available from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, we're here to make every banking experience a victory for you and your family. We're South Coast Bank, the people you know, the bank you trust. Member FDIC.
Ashley's Business Solutions is excited for another great season of Knights football. Keep Ashley's in mind when your business is looking to buy local. We specialize in the sales and service of printers, copiers, and mailing equipment. For 36 years, we have helped over 6,000 companies in South Georgia streamline productivity, enhance security, reduce costs, and improve customer satisfaction. Call us 912-267-7802. Ashley's Business Solutions, tomorrow's solutions for today's office.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Jeff Doak. We are on location at V Pizza on St. Simon's. In this segment brought to you by South Coast Bank and Trust and by Ashley Business Solutions. So let's take a look after kind of wrapping up the last game, wrapping up the last of the season. Let's take a look into the future. What can we look forward to apart from the Jalen and the Gibson and Baldwin and so many J names? I'm really going to be confused on the air next season. I just know.
Yeah. You know.
Well, I mean, that's how he got his name. That's how he got his nickname, because I kept calling him Becky. What was I calling him? That game, I called him Josh Triplett.
Yeah, his older brother.
Yeah, and it was like, and Becky is like texting me, he's like, it's Jordan. It's Jordan. So I sit there and thought, I'm like, how am I going to remember this? Okay, Jordan. The River Jordan. Okay, got it. All right, we're good. So that, and he lived up to the name.
Yeah.
Running like a rushing river.
There you go.
So anyway, so what can we expect out of the Jays coming forward next season?
I don't know yet. To be honest, we're evaluating what we have to do. I think, like I said, our kids have to come in there and go to work. You know, nothing's going to be given. The one thing that we actually talked about it today, the two teams that are playing for it were the two teams that went and got the most kids that actually weren't in their program and hadn't been in their program the longest. They went and got kids from the outside and brought them in. So we were a little different. So we're going to have to take our kids, and they're going to have to really grind it out and get better and go to work and bulk up. We're going to have to – it's going to have to be a point of emphasis across for the school and everybody to do that. If they want to get back to making, if they want to go back and play for rings and be at that in that top caliber every year, you know, those are some of the things in our youth. It can't be inexperienced anymore. Those kids that are sophomores are going to be juniors next year, and they got to give us great minutes, and they've got to play really good, and we have to be disciplined because we don't have a ton of great athletes that match up. I said it the other night, and I'll say it again. We play Valwood. They have a lot of football players. We got a lot of kids that play football, and there's a difference there right now. And we either got to make those football players, you know. Or they're going to have to get themselves disciplined and get ready to go. And really, it's going to be driven by that junior class. And I think Hayes is starting to take over a big leadership role, and he's done a good job. And Tucker, they're going to have to hold them accountable. And they got to be in there every day. And like I said, can't skip sets. But I'm excited. You know, we literally at practice for the last 2 weeks are like, okay, we're going to have this guy graduate. What are we looking at? We already knew we're going to have 9 guys returning on defense. We already started talking about it. We start putting depth charts for 2020. The depth chart for 2024 was already created 3 weeks ago before we ever even got into the playoffs, and where we were going and what we were trying to do. And then, you know, I'm already going through and looking at the rosters and the numbers and where 8th graders that are coming up, who plugs in where, what do they do. And it's always one of those things. And I think the funniest thing is I think the younger coaches, like Coach Gibson, he come in, he was just like trying to figure out, like, what do we do? You know, and I'm like, he's like, Coach, you just come in and you're right back to work. Like, he goes, you don't sit around and think about it. Like, you're not watching. He's like watching the game film. I'm like, nope. I've watched it. I've assessed it. I'm already back to work. I'm washing all the laundry. I'm doing all the inventory. I'm ordering everything on tomorrow. I've already got a meeting set up. And I said, you know, and we go right back to work. It's, you know, you can sit around and dwell on it and be sad, or you can do what I've always told everybody. You work your way through it. And I think a lot of people today in our society like to just sit around and dwell on it and try to figure out an excuse. I ain't got no excuse. We're going to go to work, and we're going to get better, and we're going to put ourselves in the position to be a contender every year, because those are the things we do. We got kids that are unselfish. We have a culture that speaks for itself. It comes in there, and we're going to go to work, and we're never going to lose that ability to outwork people. And we may not out-athlete you, but we're going to give you everything we got on a Friday night, because we've worked really, really hard, and we're going to make people respect us because of those things. And for me, that's it. You just flip the page. This is my 25th year of doing it. You flip the page. You love the seniors, and you tell them, you know, hey, you've made a great contribution, but I got to get this junior, I got to get this sophomore, I got to get this freshman, I got to get this 8th grader ready to play next year. And those guys, like I said to a guy today, those seniors, they went out with a winning record, and a winning record at Frederica is nothing to sneeze at because of the competition that we play. You know, we ain't out there. I'm not out there scheduling wins. I'm out there scheduling competition to make us better. And these guys went out with a winning record. They won 2 region championships. They went to the state championship. They went to 2 Final Fours. You know, they did a lot. They contributed a lot to the FA family and to the tradition of that program. And it's our job to continue to make that program stronger and continue that tradition. So when they come back, that's what they expect, is us to be just as good as we were when they left, if not better, every year. And that's my goal, is we're not ever satisfied, and we'll never be satisfied. So come back to work, and if you don't want to work, again, you either be all in or get out.
Yeah, I'm seriously digging Darth Derek. Coach, this our, what, 12th year together? 11th year together, and I just want to say how much I appreciate being a part of all this, and how much I cherish your friendship. I really do.
Well, I appreciate it.
And I cherish absolutely being a part of this Frederica family. From all the coaching staff, from all the players, the parents, the boosters, the supporters, and, of course, the CEO of the coach's office, Miss Becky. There you go. I can't tell you how much I hate this night in particular every year when this season comes to an end, because I love spending time with y'all every week. It's one of the few moments that I don't feel stress. I just get to be me, and I get to be a big fan of the Frederica family, and I feel like this is the time that I get to be me, and I appreciate y'all for that so much.
Well, you're very welcome. We appreciate everything you do for us and being the voice of the Knights.
Hopefully stay with you is another 11 years.
I said that the other night, didn't I?
Yep.
You go hold me accountable.
I'm going to hold you to it. Another 11 years minimum on that. All right, so I guess I'll see you for the NFL draft when we finally get to see Jalen Simpson drafted into the NFL. Apart from that, 2-a-days start August, somewhere along the
way? We already started. We maxed out. We started maxing out yesterday and today. So we're going to get our numbers on the board, and we're going to go to work. And if we have to work out twice a day, then we'll just say 2-a-days started in December.
There you go. Gotta love it. You have been listening to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Hopefully we'll be back here next year at V Pizza for another round, Wednesday nights, 7:30 for the Brandon Derrick Show. For the 2023 season, the historic 2023 season, Jeff Doak signing off. Coach, let's do it together. 1, 2, 3, go Knights!